This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for August 5. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Ruth, chapter 2, verse 4. It says there, "So she departed and went and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And she happened to come to the portion of the field belonging to Boaz, who was of the family of Elimelech." End of quote. Listen, you need to hear today's message. Something happened to you in the past, and you are sitting in the mess of the past for a very long period now. May I tell you this? It is time to rise and move out by faith and trust in God. When you get up and take steps in faith, God is going to change your current situation. However, you need to make the first step of faith in Him. One step of faith can change the whole direction of your life. It is that one step of faith that is going to open life-changing new and fresh vision and opportunities for you. Bible is full of examples of those who trusted God and took the steps of faith. God is asking you to do the same. Beloved, God is in charge of this universe. And He declared in the book of Isaiah 45:5, "I am the Lord, there is no other God. I have equipped you for battle, though you don't even know me." End of quote. When God came and asked Abraham to leave, he did. The Lord said to Abraham, "Leave your native country, your relatives, and your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you." Genesis 12:1. As a result, he became the father of many nations. His name became great, and he was a big blessing in this world. And in and through his line, the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, born. Through him, all the families of the earth are blessed. Today's insight is about Ruth the Moabite. You see, she was not an Israelite. She was a Gentile, a foreigner. Nothing but bad happened to her for the last many years. Her husband died, her father-in-law died, her brother-in-law died, and only she had Naomi, her mother-in-law, left. She was in the ashes of pain one after another and hopelessness. Even amid calamities one after another, she knew in her heart there is a living God in heaven, and that is the God of Israel. And she put her trust in Him and followed her mother-in-law back to Bethlehem from Moab. When they arrived in Bethlehem from Moab, instead of sitting idle and brooding over the past pains and sufferings, she made up her mind to step out in faith in the Lord God in whom she trusted and came to Bethlehem. It is an incredible real-life story. Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi this, "Let me go to the field and glean among the ears of the grain after one in whose sight I may find favor." Naomi said to her, "Go, my daughter." Then the Bible gives our today's insight after that. It says, "So she departed and went and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And she happened to come to the portion of the field belonging to Boaz, who was of the family of Elimelech." End of quote. You see, when she decided to rise and get out in faith in God, the sovereign God sovereignly directed her steps. It says there, she happened to come to the portion of the field belonging to Boaz. In Hebrew, it says, happen to happen. You see, human perspective may see this as a chance or a fate. Beloved, there is nothing like chance or fate. It is the God who directs and guides the steps of the godly. He orders and directs your steps as you lean on Him. Bible says in Proverbs 16:9 this. Listen, it says, "The mind of man plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps." End of quote. We think in our mind a course of action, but even that thought and that resultant steps that we're going to take are sovereignly directed by God. Proverbs 20:24 says, "The Lord directs our steps." Psalm 37:23 says, "The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives." End of quote. Beloved, are you sitting in the ashes and are in the process of building a permanent monument there in the midst of ashes? Some people did that. Some people even make their permanent graveyard in those painful circumstances. However, God says to you, you were sitting there and playing that harmonium for a long time. You need to wake up. You need to rise, move out by trusting in the Lord God of heaven. You need to move forward in the plan and purpose of God. You see, when Ruth took the first step of faith in Him, the Sovereign Lord who establishes the steps directed her feet to the right place, the field of Boaz. She happened to come to the field of Boaz. The story of Ruth in the Bible is a fantastic story of the providence, sovereignty, and redemption of God. Boaz married Ruth, and they had a son called Obed. Moreover, Obed became the father of Jesse, the father of David, the greatest king of Israel, in whose line the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was born into this world. In short, Ruth the Moabite became the great-grandmother of the Savior of the world. Christ was the Son of God who incarnated into this world through the womb of the Virgin Mary. Beloved, you see the power of stepping out in faith in the living God? Sometimes someone said like this, God always hit a moving target. You see, He won't get glory out of a lazy couch potato. He won't get any glory out of people who make a permanent residence in their sorrows and sadness either. A season of reflection, consideration, and mourning is of course needed. Eventually, you need to get out of your pain and fear. Focus on the Lord in heaven. Trust in Him and His power. And then you need to step out in faith. Someone out there is waiting for your step. Someone out there is waiting for your move to touch their lives with your divine and eternal touch. You will see the glory of God when you put your faith in God and step out in faith. I don't know where you are and what condition you are in now. However, I have a message from God for you. The Lord God of heaven is calling you to come to His Son, Jesus Christ, today. There starts all the blessings and adventure of a life shared with the Almighty God. It is going to be an amazing and incredible journey of faith with the Lord in this world. Also, do you know at the time of the departure from here, He would take you to heaven with Him for eternity? You see, Abraham came out of the idol culture and followed the one living God in heaven. Now Ruth the Moabite heard His call and followed Him and became a great blessing. God's plan was perfectly fulfilled in their lives. I don't have time and space to say about many other Bible characters. How about you, my dearly beloved friend? What are you waiting for? God is calling you to move out in faith. Step out in faith. Do you know each time the Bible talks about Ruth? She was called Ruth the Moabite. It reminds all of us the fact that she was a foreigner, Gentile, who was unworthy to come to the presence of the Holy God. If God did such a marvelous work in Ruth's life, God wants you to know He can accomplish incredible, life-changing events in your life. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I listen to your call now. I come to you. I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died for all of my sins and rose again. I call upon the name of the Savior, Jesus Christ. I know there is power in that matchless name of Jesus, who died for me, who risen again for me. Please save me now. Lord, please direct my steps as you promised and establish my future for your glory. I submit my will to you fully and completely. In Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.